Icon Ministry and Catholic Influences presents the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We invite you to join Father Rob as he reflects on the Sunday Gospel readings and how we can apply these reflections to our lives today.
There is a series of a work of art by Salt and Gold. These are called the Foot Washing Series. Now, I find these so moving, so incredibly moving and disturbing at the same time. In this series, Jess, who is the artist, brings pieces of art depicting different people from different walks of life who are having their feet washed by Jesus. You have people from Palestine, people from Israel, people who are transgender, people who are priests, and even the Pope having his feet washed. Oh my goodness, even the Pope having his feet washed by Jesus. And it is a lot of thought that goes into this, but it also gets you to think that sometimes, no matter what your position is, no matter how good you think you are, or how messed up you think you are, God still invites us to sit down and to be purified and to be served. Because it is one thing to serve, but another thing, a whole other thing, to allow Jesus to serve us. But when Jesus serves us, something happens. Transformation happens. We are transformed into the one that serves us. This is what Jesus said. I'm serving you so that you might do the same. You might be the same as I and go and serve and love others through walking away from sin, but also not looking at ourselves, but to serve others. I think this is so beautiful and so powerful. In a world where we want to serve because it helps us feel good, in a world where we want to serve because that protects us from being served. I fully understood this, I think, when my friend Chris, and I maybe have said this story before, but it has impacted my life so tremendously, a priest who spent his whole life serving. He was in the army, and he served as a padre in the army, and he was always this tough guy who wanted to serve others, and he went out of his way. He was a man that loved to serve, but he got cancer. And then eventually he wasn't able to wash himself and to go to the bathroom by himself and to get to bed by himself. And so he had to depend on others serving him. And I tell you that he struggled. He really struggled to be served because he wanted his independence. It was almost embarrassing that someone else had to wash him and change him and help him eat. But eventually, one day, something changed, something shifted. He said, okay, I'm going to let them serve me. And I'm going to do this imagining that Jesus is serving me. And everything changed at that moment. Not only did his attitude change, but his spirit changed. I saw a depth in holiness all of a sudden grow in his life. Jesus wants to serve us. He wants to wash our feet. No other God, no other being on this planet chose to leave their throne and serve and wash the most disgusting part of our body, our feet, the dirtiest part. And yet, our God does this for us. What is the dirty part of your heart, your soul, the sins that you are hiding from God, that you're ashamed of? Well, God wants to cleanse that. He wants to wash that. But then he wants to change you. And he wants you and then to go and serve others through this. As we stop for a moment, we're going to have the foot washing, but we're going to do this by looking at Salt and Gold reflection and the song for us to think about Jesus washing our feet. If you're unable to have your feet washed or to wash other people's feet, just sit and imagine Jesus washing your feet at this moment, loving you and transforming your heart into His.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We pray that it has blessed you and encouraged you in your faith. If you're looking for an extended explanation of the Sunday Mass readings and relevant life issues from a Catholic perspective, be sure to check out the Catholic Influences podcast, hosted by Father Rob, Alyssa Aegis, Justine Hughes, and Augie Angrisano. This podcast is available on all online platforms. You can also follow us on social media on Instagram, Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. All social media links can be found on our website at CatholicInfluencersPodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to send us an email at podcast@iconministry.com. We are so blessed to be able to reach millions of people here in this ministry, but it is only possible through the generous and ongoing support of our Icon Ministry partners and donors. If you'd like to support us, please visit iconministry.com/donate. We invite you to check out our other faith resources and online courses at iconministry.com, and we look forward to joining you on this podcast again next week. God bless.